answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We have a country that potentially is geared to have the most incredible golden years ever. We're going to have, it's the golden age. I say it's the golden age of America. When these factories and plants open up by the thousands, Toyota just announced they're going to spend $10 billion building plants to make Toyotas. So they're coming from Germany. They're coming from Japan. They're coming from Canada. Many factories are coming in because they don't want to pay tariffs. Very simple. They're coming in and they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars. Our car industry lost 58% of their capacity over the years. They went to Europe, they went to Mexico, Japan, they went all over. They went to South Korea. And now it's just the opposite. They're all coming back. We have an age that's coming up, the likes of which I don't think this country has never seen.
I don't think so either. I mean, it is going to be a golden age because Trump is putting everything in place, not for just his term, but for what will follow to benefit Americans, all Americans, a tide that will lift all boats, pointing out how many foreign companies are now investing in the USA, how many U.S. businesses are deciding to stay here and avoid tariffs. See, the whole idea of the tariffs was not to make the sky fall, as you would hear from the leftists, but to find an even trading field. We were tired of being bent over, which we were during the Obama administration and again during the Biden administration. And the short first term Trump had, he couldn't turn all of that around. But now it's running, and it's running like crazy. And yet I see from places like Axios, jumping to an Associated Press survey, I mentioned this the other day, saying Trump's approval rating on the economy has sunk to 31%, the lowest it's been across both terms as president. They say the survey, 68% of voters, including 44%, listing themselves as Republicans, say the economy is in poor shape. Do you say that? Well, if you feel that way, I can't change your mind. That's you and your family and your life. But if you look around, do you see that everywhere? No. So they've taken this one survey and tried to say, see, Trump is failing. I don't see the failure. I don't see it as more millions and millions are dumped into our economy by outside investors and more of the money staying in our nation. We'll break it down in more detail. Thanks for joining us, hour number two. Larry Connors, USA, December 12, 2025. It's not December 12, it's December 15. I was already trying to slow down the clock. It's December 15, idiot. I'm not trying to be a Grinch. I want you to enjoy Christmas. You're not still going to have to wait longer. It is December 15. Mark that down as Larry Connors was out to lunch. But I'm back. Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You'll learn the right date, which I just learned, December 15. Reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You can watch me as I look stupefied, like, what date did I just say? Oops. And you can watch via Newstalk STL Rumble or Facebook, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And everything goes up later as a podcast, available at Newstalk STL, Larry Connors USA Facebook, or LarryConnorsUSA.com. So you can pull it up and show it for you. Hey, watch this part. Watch this part where Larry gets the date wrong. Go ahead and make fun of me. I don't care. I can catch bullets, baby. I want to remind you, we still have our food drive underway in conjunction with the St. Louis County Republicans. Feed My People. Numerous sponsors stepping forward. Bartolino's, Chris's Pancake House, Michael's Flooring, STL Windows and Doors. They all have containers where you can drop off non-perishable goods. And you need to do it this week because we'll be picking them up at the end of the week to get them out in time to those in need. Very simple. All you do is bring non-perishable goods, place them in the containers, and we thank you. And someone come Christmas Day will be thanking you for food they have that they would not have had. And also reminding you, you can take part still in our stocking stuffer promotion to get a gift from someone you want to share with or for yourself. We have several sponsors offering multiple gift cards, not just one, multiple gift cards. That would include Gulf Shores Restaurant and Grill, Small Cakes Cupcakery, Whistle Pig Outdoors, and reminding you, we got a lot of merch from Newstalk STL. Shirts, koozies, stickers. How do you get it? Well, you have to register. That you do have to do. Doesn't cost you anything. You go to Newstalk STL, give us your name, address, and how we get in touch with you via your email. That's really all we need. Then we'll let you know you won. You won! But if you don't register, you're not going to have a chance. I'll be very clear about that. So back to how our nation is doing, despite all the naysayers, and there are plenty of them out there. They're looking for anything to go wrong. My God, something happened that's going to upset the cart. They can't find it right now. Now, that's not to say everything is going to be rosy going forward. There will be bumps, and we're still waiting to see what the Fed's going to end up doing and who's going to step in as Fed. But in the meantime, everything is clicking along fine. Inflation? We're going to talk about inflation. I want to give you a great source for it, our Energy Secretary, Chris Wright.
First of all, you should start with gasoline prices. On inflation-adjusted measures, gasoline prices are the lowest they've been in 20 years, except during a blip during COVID. So I think President Trump's policies of pro-energy, energy addition versus energy subtraction of the Biden administration have been immediately effective in gasoline, in diesel, in other fuels. But the electricity sector is a big, complicated machine that for 4 years, the Biden administration shut down coal plants, yep. Shut down natural gas plants. Yep. Heck, I was just out in Washington State. They were going to dismantle 4 hydroelectric dams. So we've stopped digging the hole. We've stopped the closure of coal plants. You'll hear more on that later this week. And so we're doing everything we can to stop that rise in electricity prices that was driven by Biden policies. And yes, there's inertia that continues on. But very soon, you'll see a stop of the rise of electricity prices. And with the continuation of Trump policies of energy addition, you will see declines in electricity prices later this term.
That's just standard 101 economics. If you're shutting down what you're doing and it's making money and helping the people, but then you start shutting it down, coal mines, stop the drilling, shut down everything that will make life easier, thank you, Joe Biden, you're going to have a real upset economy. This president has said, we're going to reopen coal mines, we are going to drill, baby, drill, and we're going to make sure everybody has a better chance, a better opportunity. But as you heard from Energy Secretary Chris Wright, inflation, adjusted revenue, and gasoline prices in particular, the lowest they've been in 20 years. You want to refute that? Go out to your gas pump. See what prices you see. And then you look at the deficit. And the deficit issue is still there. It's not going to go away overnight. But you know how you eat an elephant. It's a bite at a time. And that's what our director of national economic director says, Kevin Hassett, we will continue to eat away.
We've got deficit going way, way down. So right now it's looking like the deficit for this year will be $600 billion lower than it was last year. That really helps lower inflation. We've got the trade deficit cut in half from last year. Mm-hmm. And so all of these things are things that should continue to move us towards the Fed target of 2%.
And all the lefties were saying, the sky will be falling on us by this time. We have a trade deficit cut in half. We have $600 billion lower on our trade deficit than we did last year. That doesn't sound like it's doom. It sounds like opportunity. Well, that's on the big federal picture. What about for you and your family? Once again, National Economic Council Director Hassett.
Under Joe Biden, the fact is that real purchasing power dropped by about 3,000. So far this year, it's up by about $1,200 per family. And the money that we're talking about is like real money. So for groceries, it went from $400 a month to $525 a month under Biden. So that's like an extra more than $1,000 a year you have to spend on groceries. It's down this year for us, for the grocery package, but it's still got a lot of room to grow.
Yeah, there may be some items in your grocery basket that are still a little bit too high for you. Maybe you put them back on the shelf, or maybe you go more generic than a brand name. You can't do it at the flick of a switch. But if we had continued on the Biden path, you would flick the switch and there would be nothing. No lights, no heat. Tough to be you. Great to be in the elite of the Biden White House. You know, there's a job that's going to require thousands upon thousands of workers. It does not require a college degree. Let me repeat that. You do not have to have a college degree. And yet many of these workers might end up making at least as equal or more than some lawyers and even some doctors.
And by the way, if y'all didn't know, but most plumbers and electricians who then go on to own their own businesses make more than most doctors and lawyers today. It's actually become a national security issue because the DOD, Department of Defense, is looking for 600,000 electricians and welders in the next 6 years. And they don't exist. And that is just to maintain our military equipment, not to build new.
600,000. And that's just for the military. I've often said college is not for everyone. They have no interest in it, and it doesn't give them anything except student debt. The trades are still in deep need. That was Ashley Bowles Cash. She is an education reform advocate and pointing out that you're going to see plumbers and electricians do their own business, have control of their own destiny, and making a ton of money because there's such a demand and such a shortage. If you have a student, a young person in your life that you know is not college material, they're not interested in books and everything, but they have ability and interest in working with engines or electricity, things of that nature, boom, there's a job and security because they're going to be in demand. Plumbers, you want to do the plumbing at your house? I don't. I call a plumber. Of course, you know me. I have a motto. If it looks like a project, I don't do it. I have a motto. I don't do projects. Plumbing would be a project. So I'm going to need to call someone. Maybe it will be your son or your daughter in the future. And they'll fix and correct things for that, for lighting, whatever else. The trades are still important. In the meantime, we do have, and it's been covered behind the scenes, some of the companies are looking for ways to gouge the American public. And how are they doing it? It's close to, if not already, price fixing. A perfect example comes up regarding the Federal Trade Commission looking at Pepsi and Walmart.
The FTC looked at a bunch of internal Pepsi emails and communications. The executives at Pepsi would talk about Walmart's prices as our prices. As if this is all one big company, Pepsi and Walmart holding hands, skipping through a field, right? But Pepsi became this retail price cop where it kept an eye on the price of Pepsi products at every other retailer other than Walmart, and where it found that Pepsi prices in those other stores were getting low enough to really compete with Walmart, with all of the discounts and all of the other things that it was giving Walmart, it took action. against those other stores. The price of Pepsi products at every other store that wasn't a Walmart were artificially higher for the consumer than they would have been if there was actual competition between Walmart and these stores. These stores wanted to push the prices down, but Pepsi simply wouldn't let them by charging them more. And that's why enforcing the Robinson-Patman Act is not just good for competition, it's good for consumers, because it actually creates the competitive environment that leads to low food prices, and that's what we're after.
That's the Federal Trade Commission. And they're looking for these alliances, these blocks of trading and selling that will squeeze out the customer. And you know it exists. You know, there was a time in the past when newspapers would carry ads upon ads filled with supermarket ads. Do you see those anymore? No, you don't. Of course, now you have a lot of internet, but that does not mean it's not happening. And often they might have a loss leader. They will price milk at such a low price, how could you not afford to go get it? And while you're there, maybe you'll pick up other stuff. They expect to lose money on the milk, but they expect to make money on the other things you buy. Now, in this case, the FTC spokesman was talking about, with Pepsi and Walmart working together, they were going to make sure we held the price, and if stores beyond the Walmart walls and Pepsi control were dropping the price of Pepsi too much, then Pepsi would increase the cost to the buyer. And who pays that? Oh, that would be you. The example given focuses just on Pepsi and just Walmart, but do not kid yourself. This is how business runs if it can. What's to stop them? Federal Trade Commission? You, the consumer? And then your feet, your dollars, where you spend them. They operate on such a small profit margin. Any little bit of ground is a benefit to them. If someone is selling Pepsi a penny less, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is to them when you go into multiplication factors. That's the way they operate, and you are the consumer. And the Federal Trade Commission is there to make sure that you're not taken advantage of. In this administration, that's what they're doing. Coming up, more on the attack on Jews as Hanukkah began in Australia. And one part of the story many might ignore. Plus what President Trump had to say about the death of Rob Reiner. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I was born in the rain on the Ponza train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her. It takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
On August 17th, about 4 months ago, I sent Prime Minister Albanese of Australia a letter in which I gave him warning that the Australian government's policy was promoting and encouraging anti-Semitism in Australia. I wrote, "Your call for a Palestinian state pours fuel on the anti-Semitic fire. It rewards Hamas terrorism. It emboldens those who menace Australian Jews and encourages the Jew hatred now stalking your streets. Anti-Semitism is a cancer. It spreads when leaders stay silent. It retreats when leaders act. I call upon you to replace weakness with action, appeasement with resolve. Instead, Prime Minister, you replaced weakness with weakness and appeasement with more appeasement. Your government did nothing to stop the spread of anti-Semitism in Australia."
That is Prime Minister Netanyahu saying 4 months ago, I sent word to the Australian Prime Minister, you're doing nothing to stop the anti-Jew hatred in your country. And if you're doing nothing, that means you're letting it run rampant. And look what happened. Sunday, as they began to celebrate Hanukkah at Sydney's Bondi Beach, two gunmen showed up, opening fire, killing at least 11, injuring 29, including a rabbi and a child. Why? Because they could. Because they hated Jews so much. They knew the gathering on the beach was to celebrate Hanukkah. And they didn't want a celebration of the Jews. Is a father and son that decided to carry out this together. They've already found by Australian intelligence they had previously been investigated for ties to the so-called Islamic State, but apparently they were not watching them closely enough. And ISIS flags were found in their car after the hate attack to kill Jews. They had previously, I said, had their eye on them back in 2019. And apparently just looked away. So the Israeli Prime Minister said, I warned you that this could happen, and you did nothing. You absolutely put fuel on the fire. A social media influencer in Aussie.
This just happened in Bondi Beach, Australia. This is what happens when you let thousands and thousands and thousands of unvetted migrants into our country.
Does anybody else feel it? Like this is the moment right now for the first time that the entire world is waking up from the UK to Australia to the United States. It's not a conspiracy. Islam is not here to integrate with us. They've said it time and time again on interviews, podcasts, laughing on reels. Now we're seeing in real time that they're coming in and making massive moves like this. This isn't fear mongering. This is keeping it real with you guys. It's time to start really considering who needs to be deported and how quickly that needs to happen. Anyone who came into this country illegally, like these people, anyone who came to this country that are touching our women, anyone who came into this country that are causing auto accidents and unaliving people, all of them have to go. This isn't racism. This is America, and this is our country. Everyone needs to take a stand right now. I hope the world does. Prayers to all the victims at Bondi Beach. This is absolutely disgusting.
Now, that is, again, an influencer in America saying, look what happened there. It could happen here. I've been saying this over and over again. You got to watch what is happening in Europe and other countries where they've had mass migration, often illegal. But there's a balancing I want to put in front of you. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu talked about a hero, and wait till you hear the identity of this hero.
We saw an action of a brave man, turns out a Muslim brave man, and I salute him, that stopped one of these terrorists from killing innocent Jews. But it requires the action of your government, which you're not taking, and you have to, because history will not forgive hesitation and weakness. It will honor action and strength. That's what Israel expects of each of your governments in the West and elsewhere. Because the disease spreads and it will consume you as well. But we are worrying right now about our people, our safety, and we do not remain silent. We fight those who try to annihilate us. They're not only trying to annihilate us, they attack us because they attack the West. In Syria, we saw yesterday two American soldiers killed and one American interpreter killed as well. Killed because they represent our common culture. Now, as a result of this, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said the following. He said, let it be known that if you target Americans anywhere in the world, you will spend the rest of your brief, anxious life knowing the United States will hunt you, find you, and ruthlessly kill you.
Good. Good. And I'm glad he brought that up. We had two servicemen killed in Syria the other day. It was obviously a terrorist attack. But, of course, a lot of focus on the slaughter on the beach in Australia. And you know what many Australians start saying? We need more gun control laws. How about you get guns away from the people that were slaughtering your people? And Netanyahu pointed out that one of the men who put a stop to it, who tackled one of the shooters, unarmed, he was unarmed, but he tackled one of the shooters, was a Muslim man, a Muslim who does not believe in killing Jews or others. He believes in love and peace, that part of his religion. Keep that in mind. Rob Reiner and his wife are dead. They've been killed, and everything points to their son. That's still to be determined, but there's something that Trump put out that has basically upset a lot of MAGA influencers. After the Charlie Kirk assassination, many MAGA influencers vowed that they would never celebrate or mock the untimely death of a political opponent. Rob Reiner has always been against Trump. And Trump made this statement on Truth Social. Rob Reiner, a tortured, struggling, but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away with his wife, Michelle. Reportedly, due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome. That's not going to sit well with many, and it doesn't sit well with me. I would not say Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were killed by whomever it turns out to be because of Trump derangement syndrome. There is a case where I wish Trump had stayed off the Trump social media machine. MAGA podcaster Jack Posobiec posted, "You won't see the people on the right celebrating the horrific murder of Rob Reiner and his wife. But compare the left's reaction to Charlie Kirk's murder." And that is true. They were celebrating, high-fiving the death of Charlie Kirk. We are not going to do that. I'm not going to, and I don't think most of you will. And I'm not going to blame it on Trump derangement syndrome. If it's his son that killed Rob Reiner and his wife, I don't know what's the motive. And I don't think you do either. And I'm not going to jump into the fact that he was a critic of Trump, always pushing to destroy Trump one way or the other. He did have what we could call Trump derangement syndrome, but that's Rob Reiner. I don't know where his son stood. I don't know if he was infected by his father's thinking that Trump is a bad guy. I don't know. But one columnist wrote, "It's pretty pathetic to be so fake and fussy because Trump was insufficiently cordial to a guy who targeted him nonstop bile for the last decade. There's one set of rules." So some MAGA influencers take no issue with Trump's remarks. I do. Put me down the column that I think it was wrong, be it his son or whoever else. I think Trump was out of line. That's right, I said, out of line. If you don't like it, you got the push-off button there. If you do like it, you keep it where it is, and you encourage others. We're not here to play patty cake. We're here to deliver things as I see them, calling strikes and balls. And in this case, Trump was out of court. Yes, I did not like the way Rob Reiner constantly was firing on Trump, but that was all fine and good on a political scale while he's alive. Rob Reiner didn't kill anyone, didn't prey on any children that I know of. He was murdered, he and his wife, in their home. And Trump should have stayed off social media.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu, be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Give me.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country.
And on that point, I mostly agree with President Trump. He's talking about all those who come to this country from third world countries and then get here and start complaining. You are in paradise here. You were not born with a golden spoon in your mouth as Americans were. But you want to come into this country and escape what you were leaving, and you are right to get out of there, especially if you care about your family. But if you're coming here to sow discord, chaos, and not bother assimilating, then yeah, you're right. We do not want you. And there are new rules being put in place, by the way. I'll get to that in a moment. But those remarks by President Trump were aimed primarily at Somalians and the fraud that's been going on in Minnesota. But it's not limited to Somalians and not limited to Minnesota. It's to any person that comes in our country. But unfortunately, so many came in unvetted. Thank you, Joe Biden. We don't really know that much about them until something goes wrong. And then it's too late, and maybe American lives have been lost in the process. And there is another plot to kill Americans that just got uncovered by the FBI. I'll give you more details on that before we wrap up this hour. But I want you to listen to first to Stephen Miller as to what we have seen happen inside the Minnesota fraud and the Somalian community.
Based on what we have found so far, we believe that the Somali fraud operation in Minnesota is the single greatest theft of taxpayer dollars through welfare fraud in American history. We believe that we have only scratched the very top of the surface of how deep this goes. And you're familiar with all the scams, with pretending that children have autism who are not in fact autistic, with pretending to enroll people in food programs when in fact nobody was ever enrolled, and engaging in massive fraud, lying, and theft and grift on a scale we've never seen before in American history. The total bill, the total tab for this is going to be far beyond the numbers we've already seen reported. We believe the state government is fully complicit in this scheme, and we believe that what we are going to uncover is going to shock the American people. But based on the records that we already have, this is a significant undercount, by the way, 75% of the Somali population in Minnesota is on welfare, but that's likely a significant undercount of just how much of a financial burden the Somali refugee population is imposing
on this country.
And even the New York Times the other day pointed out the Somalians are coming in, living already generation to generation of fraud, scam, and cheating. But they're not going to get much out of Somalia. There's nothing much to grab. In this country, yes. And the Democrats have facilitated that. So I want to stress again, this is not just a Somalian fraud issue. It's a Democrat fraud issue. But one key Somalian who is now a U.S. citizen, she came here from Somalia during our asylum laws when her country was under attack and rightly was granted asylum. But rather than be thankful, she ends up running for Congress, gets elected Congress, and now she lords over the people below her. She's not serving them. She's lording over them. And don't you dare raise that question, marrying her brother.
Everybody knows I came to the United States at the age of 12, gained my citizenship at the age of 17, and I am an elected representative in the House of Congress. And so
I'm untouchable.
The House of Representatives in Congress.
And I'm so untouchable.
For me, you know, I look at it as a display of his ignorance. And I see it as a national embarrassment that he continues to say those kind of things, even though he does know what the truth is.
It is a national embarrassment because he claims that you married your brother. Have you ever disproven that point, Omar? Now, we don't know if they got married in a U.S. civil ceremony or under Sharia law, but that was a way to keep him in the USA. Is she going to disprove it? If she's got the proof, put it out there. We'll all start retracting. But marrying your brother to keep him here, that's fraud. That is out and out fraud. It's fraud enough if an American citizen marries a foreigner just to get them into the country, and they do it for money, and then the person can be a U.S. citizen and roam about the country. And the marriage was a sham. Travelers coming into the U.S. will soon be facing some new border rules. Listen up. 5 years of social media history might be investigated and surveyed by our Border Patrol. This is a new proposal published in the Federal Register looking for the public to weigh in. And yeah, you're going to hear the public start weighing in, but you're hearing it maybe here first. This would affect nearly every foreign traveler entering our country. Now, they insist, the Customs and Border Patrol, nothing has changed on this front for those coming to the U.S. This is not a final rule. It's simply the first step in starting a discussion to have new policy options to keep Americans safe. I'm all for that. What this would amount to, new biometric requirements, increased data collection, and they would start looking, yeah, through your phone. What do you got on your phone? What do you got on there reference selfies and social media? Now, I hear you right away. That's a violation of my rights, a violation of the Constitution, search and seizure. Well, they put it in fact that you must expose and show and give access to get a visa to come to this country, all of your social media accounts. There would be enough inside those accounts to say, this person is not interested in becoming an American. They're interested in coming here and causing chaos and conflict. Earlier this year, USA Today reported a series of incidents in which U.S. residents and visa holders were detained or deported after Customs Border Patrol reviewed contents of their phones. Searches included photos, videos, deleted files, public social media posts, and it apparently is all legal at the border without a warrant. According to the Customs Border Patrol Assistant Commissioner, these searches are rare and highly regulated, but any traveler entering the U.S. is subject to this inspection. You can use it to identify terrorism, smuggling, human trafficking, visa fraud. And adding again, for those careful with their social media, shouldn't be an issue. But if you're one of those posting on your social media, kill Trump, kill Americans, can't wait to get inside the country and cause numerous bombings, then you would not be allowed in. Why should you? Why should you let someone in like that? If someone came to your home looking for a place to stay, and you're a generous person, you're going to open up a bedroom for them to stay in for a few nights. And the first thing they do when they're in the home, start grabbing everything of value, putting it in a bag, and when they leave, the last thing they do is set fire to your home. Am I asking a question? I hear the yelling back already. No, of course you're not going to. Border Patrol can go through your phone. I know many will say, look, I have nothing to worry about. Let them do it. And others will say, but that's a slippery slope. Once you go down that, we're back to all everything that happened after 9/11 and the Patriot Act. I recognize that. But Trump said earlier, and I agree, our nation is at a tipping point. We can go one way or the other. And if we continue to be laissez-faire about it, we're not going to worry, we would tip the wrong way. This could help stop a lot of that. So if you suddenly find yourself coming back into the USA and they want to take a look at your phone, you have to understand, as you enter the country, Customs and Border Patrol can and will probably take your phone and take a look at it. Now, again, should we subject all the lawful and law-abiding people, be they Americans or not, to that kind of scrutiny just to catch a few that might cause chaos and murder in our country? There is the balance. But as Trump said, we are at a tipping point. Thank you, Joe Biden. Keep in mind, he's the one who let all these unvetted, unchecked into our country. There was an acid attack thrown onto a woman who believes we need to do a better job educating our children. And for that, someone thought they would throw acid on her. She survives, but is scarred for life.
Tonight, a Georgia woman suffering horrifying chemical burns after being attacked in a popular Savannah park. Photos from her hospital bed showing bandages around her entire head. We spoke to her son and best friend who've been by her bedside.
I don't know that I'll ever be able to unhear just the terror in her voice.
Police say the attack happened around 8 Wednesday night as Ashley Wasilewski walked through Forsyth Park after a church program.
She felt and could see in the shadow from one of the lamps in the park somebody very close to her, and she turned around and went to push him, and then just in that split second was like, why is he pouring water on me?
Within seconds, Wasilewski's clothing started disintegrating.
She looked down and she could see that her pants were burning off of her.
She was later flown to a burn center in Augusta, the FBI now working to identify that chemical that left her so badly scarred. Savannah's mayor posting this photo of what he calls a person of interest, asking the public to help identify him.
Savannah, Georgia, a woman leaving a church gathering, walking through a park. Now, we do not know if the attacker is foreign-born or U.S.-born. We don't know if they were doing it as an act of political violence or jihadist. We don't know if they were doing it simply because she was there and they had the acid and they just wanted to hurt someone. But that kind of stuff, we cannot allow it to happen. And how many others will look for an opportunity to duplicate it? And they still, at last report, don't know what kind of acid it was. But we do know this. Kash Patel releasing word that a leftist extremist group has been arrested because they were building bombs, choosing targets for an attack in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve. According to Kash Patel, the subject self-identified as members of a radical offshoot of the Turtle Island Liberation Front. TILF. Never heard of them before, but now we know. An extremist group motivated by pro-Palestinian, anti-law enforcement, anti-government ideology. Now, you could have all of those. You could be pro-Palestinian, you could be anti-law, anti-government. But what they were doing next is where they've crossed the line. According to Patel, they were already planning coordinated IED bombing attacks on New Year's Eve, and they were going to target 5 separate locations around Los Angeles. And since that word came out, New Orleans has arrested a 5th person linked to this same group, and they apparently were going to plan a separate violent attack in New Orleans. And unfortunately, I hate to tell you, There are probably more like them elsewhere across our nation. These little cells that we knew were going to be formed with all the illegals coming in, especially the unvetted. Thank you, Joe Biden. And now they recognize that New Year's Eve will be a perfect time to carry out these attacks. We don't know who attacked the woman walking through a park after church service. We don't know if he's linked to this. But that kind of dastardly hate for Americans exists. And it will continue to exist and ramp up if we're not vigilant and we don't put a stop to it. Thank you, as always, for listening. We'll be back here tomorrow at 6. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.